Chapter 55. Suitcase Simpson came into Jesse's office with a thick manila folder. "I heard back from Cleveland," he said. Jesse gestured to a chair. Simpson sat down and put the folder in his lap and opened it. Simpson said, "Anthony Lincoln was, in fact, a resident in ophthalmology at Case Western Medical Center from 1985 to 1990. He married Brianna Douglas in 1988. Her address at the time was 1221 Buckeye Road, which is in Shaker Heights. Her occupation was listed as attorney. Either of them have a record? No. Cleveland cops have unsolved serial-type killings? One case, not really a clear-cut serial thing. In 1989, a cabbie was shot in his car on Euclid Avenue, presumably by a passenger, two in the back of the head. In 1990, a 17-year-old girl was shot at a bus stop in Parma, which is near Cleveland. I know where Parma is, Jesse said. Two in the chest. Jesse nodded. Both people were killed with .22s. Same gun? Jesse said. No. Cabby and the girl were both killed with the same two guns, one shot each time from each gun. Hello, Jesse said. Then it stopped. Cleveland can't find any connection between the cabbie and the girl. Neighborhoods are different. They never found the gun, no clues, nothing. You got someone you're talking to at Case Western? Yeah, broad in the administration office. Call her back, find out what Tony Lincoln's first post-residency position was and when he took it. Roger. And while you're at it, Jesse said, see if you can find out where Tony did his undergraduate work. Why? Why not? Jesse said. Geez, Simpson said. No wonder you're the chief and I'm just a patrolman. And get hold of the Ohio Bar Association, Jesse said. Find out whatever you can about Brianna Douglas Lincoln. Simpson wrote himself a note in a yellow spiral-bound little notepad that he took from his shirt pocket. When I go out, he said, and the press asks me what's up, does this permit me to say we're following up several leads? It does, Jesse said. Call them promising leads if you want. Yeah, Simpson said. Promising leads. I like it. After Simpson left, Jesse sat and looked out the window. The TV trucks were still parked across the street. Anthony DeAngelis and Eddie Cox were wasting important man hours keeping the press at bay and the traffic moving past the trucks. A young man with longish hair, a microphone, and a trench coat was standing in the snow on the lawn doing a stand-up in front of the station. It seemed to Jesse that all day someone was doing a stand-up. He wondered how many people in the viewing audience were tired of seeing the front door of the Paradise Police Station. Across the street, a red Saab sedan pulled up and stopped in a space between two television trucks, with the passenger side facing the station house. The window slid silently down. Jesse got a pair of binoculars from a file drawer and focused in on the car. Brianna Lincoln was holding a camera, filming the scene. After several minutes, she put the camera down. The window slid silently up, and the Saab pulled away. Nothing really incriminating. Half a dozen people had come by since the circus had started and taken pictures. Jesse rocked slowly against the spring in his swivel chair. Nobody had gone to his house and photographed I, though. Just the Lincolns, formerly of Cleveland. Why had they taken pictures of where he lived? He wondered. The closet in Jesse's office was located so that one had to close the office door to open the closet. Jesse did so and opened the closet door and took out a Kevlar vest. He hefted it, not so heavy. He slipped it on and fastened the Velcro. He put his jacket on over it and zipped up the front. It looked okay. Should work okay, too. Unless they changed their M.O.